Hello and welcome. This file is called Cuck Queen, and it's a little fantasy in which you will be my Cuck Queen. Now, a little warning, this file is pretty extreme for me, and besides the Cuck Queen theme, it contains very heavy humiliation. If this is what you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions. Maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experienced something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep at any time. You can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance. Just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep. Just drop. Falling down. Spiraling down. Allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance. So easily. So quickly. Faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster. Even quicker. Even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3,
so heavy, so warm, so deep. Two, dropping and falling. One, and zero, sleep, zero, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time. Time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, How perfect do you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in zero G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception, as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, it's growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to throw you into a little fantasy. That's right. Now before we begin, there's one safety. If at any point during this fantasy, the fantasy becomes too much or too intense or negative for any reason, you will instantly and automatically wake back up and know that it was just a fantasy, so that you will always be safe. And because you know you're always safe, you can immerse yourself even deeper. Just let go and drop into this fantasy, really experiencing it, as if you're really there. And as I describe this fantasy and you imagine it, you will find that it becomes completely real, just like a dream that feels completely real as long as you're dreaming. This fantasy will become completely real to you. That's right. And now it's time to dive into this little fantasy. And in this little fantasy, you are my little cuck queen. That's right, my little cuck queen, always desiring, craving my cock, and yet you know you will never get it. You know you're not good enough. Your pussy is not good enough. Not good enough for my cock. Not good enough for any cock. And that's why I locked you up in a steel chastity belt long ago. And you're kneeling in front of me. And you know what's going to happen tonight. I'm going out tonight. And you know what that means. It means you will be locked up in your cage, waiting at home, while I go out, party, have fun. And maybe I even bring another woman back home with me and fuck her in front of you. That's right. And before I go out, I always have you kneel in front of me. And you kneel there, like you always do, ready for the humiliating ritual you have to endure every single time. That's right. And you kneel there, looking up at me. I smirk down at you, look down at you, at my little cuck queen, my little toy, so desperate. You've been locked up in your chastity belt for so long. You watched me fuck so many other women, and yet there was never any release for you, any cock for you, because you know you're not good enough, your pussy is not good enough. You're too inferior to deserve any cock. That's right. And you watch me as I open my fly and pull out my big cock. You see it swelling and growing in front of you as I swing it back and forth, back and forth. Your eyes completely transfixed on the tip of my cock, mesmerizing you, hypnotizing you. Oh. Are you salivating, my little cock queen? Ha ha ha! You know you will never feel this cock inside of you. Never! All that you can do is watch me fuck other women and drool and crave my cock, little slut. That's right. You will never feel that cock in your worstest little cunt. And yet you're completely focused on it, completely hypnotized by it, aren't you? Makes you drool, doesn't it, my little cuck queen? Drooling for what you will never get. Now get up, with your back against the wall, little slut. You do as you're told, standing against the wall, legs spread, hands behind your head. And I come to you, holding the key to your chastity belt. And I unlock your chastity belt, only the part between your legs, folding it down, leaving the belt around your waist. And your pussy is free. And I take my cock and hold it so fucking close to your pussy. You can even feel the warmth from my cock on your pussy. And you can feel your pussy burning too, burning with need, burning with desire. So close and yet so far, as I tease you, as I gently slide the tip of my cock over your lips just once, and then say no and pull it away. And you can feel your pussy, your clit throbbing with need, throbbing with desire. And yet you know, you will never get my cock. You're not good enough for my cock. You're not good enough for any cock. You're not good enough to be fucked. And then I wrap my hand around your throat, pull you forward and push you down on your knees in front of me. And you look up at me again. You know what's coming. I have you touch yourself, masturbate. And you know very well to be careful and never have an orgasm. And yet you touch yourself kneeling in front of me, your eyes still completely glued to the tip of my cock. Impossible to look away. And you know what's coming, and you really love and hate this part. You love it for the pleasure, and you hate it for what it does to you. And as you look up at the tip of my cock, swinging in front of your eyes, back and forth, I smirk down at you, at my little cuck queen, my little horny toy, never to be fucked. Tell me, that you're just my stupid little cuck queen. Tell me that you're my property, slut. Tell me how worthless you are. Tell me how useless your pussy is. Beg me to keep you as my worthless little cuck queen. Beg me to lock you up. Beg me to put you in your tiny little cage. Beg me to go out tonight. Beg me to fuck other women while you watch. Beg me to always deny you any cock, any pleasure, any release. That's right. And why should I do it? Tell me how worthless you are, little slut. Tell me. Yeah, tell me how much you deserve it. Such a worthless little cuck queen. My little toy to play with, to tease, to deny. You will never get any cock. Now stop touching your worthless little pussy and stand up. That's right. It's time to lock up your ugly pussy again. I lock you back up. Then I grab your hair, pull you to your cage, and force you into your tiny little cage in my bedroom. And then you watch. You watch me getting ready to go out. You watch me leaving, turning off the light. And then you're alone, locked in your cage, locked in chastity, trapped in the darkness, with a lot of time, and your mind running wild. And you wonder, what's going to happen today? Will I bring another woman back home? Will I fuck her in front of you? Will you get lucky? Sometimes, some of my cum leaks out of their pussies, and I lick you up from wherever it ends up, from the floor, from a chair. It doesn't matter. Just the thought of getting some cum inside of you makes your pussy throb with desire, burn with pleasure. Your hand instinctively moves down between your legs, and yet all there is hard, unforgiving steel. That's right. You are locked up, completely, totally, helplessly trapped in your pleasure, just like you deserve it. And you are just trapped there. Trapped in the cage, trapped in your lust. And that's all that fills your tiny little mind. Just the lust, just the craving, the need, the heat that burns in your body. And the hope that you will be allowed to lap up some of my cum. And of course, the anticipation as you wait, waiting for me to come home, wondering if I will bring home a real woman, a woman worthy to fuck, a woman with a beautiful pussy, a woman that deserves to be fucked, to feel a fat cock inside of her pussy, to feel hot cum flooding her pussy. All the things you will never get, because you are just a stupid little cuck queen. You're not worthy of cock, and you know it. And your mind just keeps on racing in circles as time slows down to a crawl. And you wonder what I'm doing right now. If I'm having fun. If I'm talking to real women. To deserving women. And all these thoughts circling around in your brain make your worthless little pussy ache even more with desire. That's right. And I locked you up for so long. All you get is just a minute or so of touching yourself before I go out, and only while you degrade yourself. That's right. Can you even remember what an orgasm feels like? Not that you even deserve the memory of an orgasm. You are just a worthless little cock queen. Just a toy to tease and play with and torture and be cruel to. Yeah. You hear voices and steps inside the house. You hear laughter, and then the door to the bedroom opens, and suddenly you are thrust in glaring light, and you see me coming in, not just with one woman, but with two gorgeous younger women, beautiful women, amazing women, deserving women, deserving of cock. And you feel your face growing hot, hot with burning shame, shame over your own inadequacy, shame over your worthlessness, shame of your situation, shame of how pathetic you are. And yet, you can also feel your ugly pussy burning with heat, don't you? Already beginning to drool, completely out of control, like an animal. Yeah, drooling helplessly. And you hear me talking to this beautiful woman. Oh, just ignore her. That's just my worthless little cuck queen. Just ignore her. Or if you want, use her to clean your hands or your pussy with her mouth. Or use her hair, whatever. You feel your face flushing with heat and shame. Both women are laughing about you, laughing at you. One even comes to your cage, petting your head. You can see the amusement in her eyes, laughing at my pathetic little cuck queen. And yet, very soon, they do ignore you. And all you can do is watch. Watch as we have sex. Watch as they lick me and pleasure me. You can see them licking my balls, licking my cock. You can feel your own mouth, your own tongue aching with the desire. You can feel the jealousy filling every cell of your body. And yet, at the same time, you feel your pussy, your ugly pussy, burning with heat, burning with lust and shame. And like always, your hands move down to your chastity belt, rubbing the outside, rubbing only hard, unforgiving steel without you being able to feel anything. You can even feel the heat through the steel, and you can feel your wetness as you begin to drool out of your chastity belt, as you watch me fucking them both, fucking them hard, fucking them long. And you keep watching for hours as I keep fucking them hard, fucking them for a long, long time, brutally fucking them into the ground, first one, then the other, then back to the first one. Oh yes. And with every moment you feel your own heat growing and growing and growing, knowing it will never be fulfilled, knowing I will always keep you locked up in the chastity belt as you watch me fucking this beautiful, deserving, real woman, knowing that you are just a worthless little cuck queen as I fuck them hard. And then the exquisite pain after a long time when I finally come in one of them. You feel the ache, you feel the shame, you feel your inadequacy. And as we all cuddle up in the bed and fall asleep, you're still trapped in your little cage. And all you can do is keep watching in your uncomfortable cage. No, you're far too aroused to sleep. You will stay trapped in this cage, and even hearing them sleeping with me, hearing them breathing in the darkness, keeps you so fucking on edge, keeps you so fucking humiliated, reminds you how worthless you are. After I fucking fucked them into the ground, and you have to stay in your tiny little cage. And all night you can feel the shame, the inadequacy, you can feel the lust, you can feel your ugly pussy drooling through the chastity belt. You can feel the heat that keeps you awake, your body is aching, you're already in this tiny cage for such a long time. And yet you just kneel there quietly, even as you begin to cramp, you just kneel there quietly because you know you are just the worthless little cock queen. And then it's morning. And guess what? We are fucking again. We're having another round. We are having a lot of fun, and you get even more aroused, even more in heat. You feel even more desperate, even more worthless, even more pathetic. You know you are just my worthless little cock queen, and you will never get that kind of action that you are watching right now. You will never have my massive hard cock inside of your pussy. You will always just watch, always locked up, always teased and denied. Just my worthless little cock queen. You know you're not worthy of my cock, not worthy of my cum inside of you. And so you just watch as we fuck yet again, as they lick me, as they lick my balls, as they lick my cock, as I fuck them into the ground, as I cum into the other woman. Yeah, she's a real woman. She's worthy of my cum, worthy of my cock, worthy of the pleasure. You are just a worthless little cock queen, trapped in your cage, that's right. Just a worthless little cock queen. And then, when it's over and after we cuddled and showered and had breakfast, I get you out of your cage, pulling you out of your cage on your hairs. And I pull you to my favorite leather armchair and sit down in it. And have you kneel next to me and put your head on my lap. And I scratch you and pet you and tell you that you're such a good little cock queen. And tell you how amazing the sex was, the kind of sex you will never get. Tell you how amazing it is to fuck a real woman while I pet your head. And tell you that you will always be my little cock queen, my little toy, to tease, to deny, never fuck. That I will always be cruel to you. And you know, that's exactly what you deserve. That's exactly what you need. Because you are just a little cock queen. You're not worthy of cock. You're not worthy of being fucked. You're not even worthy of being a cum dump. You are just a little cock queen. And the only time you will get cum is when you lick it from the floor. Or maybe if you clean some woman that allows you to clean her, because that's the only thing you're good enough for. It's my little cock queen, that's right. And now it's time to let the story slowly fade away. And as the story fades away, the heat grows even more, that's right. The heat and shame can grow. And as you leave the story behind you, the heat and the shame and the lust will all still be within you. And when you wake up, you will feel it really strongly. And you will also remember every detail of this fantasy very vividly, just as if you have been right there, as if it has really happened to you. That's right. You will have a completely vivid memory of every single detail, and it will feel as if it has really happened to you. And you will feel all the lust, you will feel all the shame, all the inadequacy. Oh, and if you plan to have an orgasm afterward, you will find that as you masturbate, as you touch yourself, as you feel the pleasure building, you will fall back into this fantasy. You will feel all the shame again. You will feel all the worthlessness again. You will be back there again, my worthless little cock queen. And you will have the hardest fucking orgasm ever, that's right. And now it's time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you come back again, 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy the state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. I really hope you enjoyed this little fantasy. Thank you for listening and letting me turn you into my little cock queen. And goodbye.